Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You are not a victim. No one owes you anything. How people treat you says more about them than it does about you. Yes. Well, whether you want to hear this or not, it is still your choice whether you allow that behavior in your life.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hello, my beautiful angels, and welcome to a brand new episode of Almost Adulting with me, your best friend, your big sister, and your host, Violet Benson. If you're like, we're not best friends, I don't know you that well. Guess what? By the end of this episode, we will be best friends because I'm about to serve you an amazing episode. How do I know? Because I wrote it. And every time I write an episode, it just gets better and better. And this is the perfect episode to start off the September month on the podcast. It is 75 chef kisses, which is basically 10 out of 10. But yeah, I cannot wait. September month is going to be all about checking in with ourselves, with our mental health, with our goals, with where we're at in our lives, because we have a few more months left before the end of the year. I first want to start off by all of us first taking a moment to be thankful. Listen, open your ears. Don't be so jaded. Just listen to me, okay? Trust me. Think of something you have to be thankful for, okay? A lot of times people think that means you have to be thankful for something huge. So if nothing big happens, then what's the point? You know, we may have forgotten that at one time in our lives, we struggled, whether it was to get out of bed or to speak our minds or to leave a toxic relationship and so on. We forgot how much we prayed for things to be different. And then once they've changed, we got so used to how the new things are that it no longer felt new. So we stopped being thankful. So let's take a moment to be thankful to where we are at this exact moment and how far we've come. Because what we used to pray for, we now have. Now, not everyone is doing great at the moment. I get that because that was me in July. So if you're one of those people, you may be thinking, great, I can't even relate because I have nothing to be thankful for. Well, on the contrary, this morning I woke up and I felt so blessed and so thankful. If you're like, V, are you joking? Are you serious? You're going to rub that in my face? Stop. You silly, silly goose. Shut your mouth and sit down. Stop it. Let me finish. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. I woke up this morning and I felt so blessed and so thankful. And you know for what? I felt thankful for going through such a tough month in July. For hitting a low. I thank the universe for sending me people that month who let me down, who hurt me, who abandoned me, who made me feel so unloved. Although the honest truth is no one made me feel anything. I allowed them to make me feel that way. But boy, did it bring me down. It triggered my disorganized attachment style and it triggered my abandonment issues and I spiraled. But today I woke up and I thanked the universe for sending me all those disappointments and heartbreaks because all of those things that were supposed to break me, in the end, it didn't even touch my soul. And I wouldn't be able to be this new version of myself had I not gone through what I experienced in July because it taught me exactly what I didn't want, what love is not, what I deserve, what I don't deserve, and it fueled me. Low moments are something we take for granted, when in reality, we can't always be in quote-unquote high vibrations. We can't be always happy. That's kind of where toxic positivity comes from. It's true. We can't be happy every single day. It's not normal. Like if you met someone that was just happy every single day, there's probably something off with them. They're probably a serial killer. It's not normal. You can't be happy every single day You can't. And you also can't be always sad, sad every single day. Trust me. You have moments you don't even realize when you're smiling and you're laughing or something. Our moods are constantly changing. So just like when I talk about manifesting, and in order to manifest, you have to be on quote unquote high vibrations. So then if you're not feeling that great about yourself, you can't really manifest. So then you start to think maybe being in low vibration, quote unquote, is bad or it's wrong. But no, it's great. You need low vibrations before you hit those high vibrations, because low moments, they're necessary. They make you realize that they show us exactly where we are stuck, where something's not working anymore. It shows us what we've outgrown, what needs to change. It shows us any unhealed past trauma. I mean, that's literally what happened to me, that we no longer can ignore this trauma. And where we need to be kinder to ourselves, because this is the moment where we actually need love the most. When we're hurting and are angry at the world and we project all that anger at everyone else, that's when we need love the most. It's us begging for someone to pay attention, for someone to care, for someone to hold us, for someone to tell us it's going to be okay. And if it feels like no one else is there, then it's teaching you that you are so much more resilient. You are so much stronger than you believe that you are. It's showing us how capable we are of picking ourselves back up and being there for ourselves when no one else was. So look, you may feel bitter about it at first, but trust me, it will make you stronger. And one day you're going to look back and you're going to be thankful that you learned how to be there for yourself when no one else was. So if you're currently going through a low, just know that this is not your last destination. Keep going. Break down as much as you need. Cry as much as you can. And take all the time that you need, I promise you. You need to stop looking at what other people are doing and how long it takes them to heal. Stop comparing your journey or process to theirs. It's okay if it takes you longer than someone else to heal from something. It is not true that there is like a timeline of how long you need to get over something. There's no timeline to how long it should take someone to heal. People don't realize this, but when you go through, let's say, a heartbreak and you've only dated this person for a month, for example, but for some reason you're hurting real bad, you start reacting like the old you, the one you thought you outgrew. You start to show parts of yourself that you hate, that you kept hidden. You feel so unlovable that in the end you become that unlovable. And you think to yourself, wow, this person must have really meant something to me to break me this bad. Like, was this love? Are they the one? Will I ever get over them? Why is it taking me so long to get over them? But no, babe, it's not love. And there's no timeline for you to heal over them. Doesn't matter how long or short you dated them or whatever else it is that you're trying to get over. Who cares if it was only a month or a year or a week or a day? It's not about them. You are not grieving the loss of them. You are actually grieving past trauma that you accidentally triggered when you parted ways with this person or during the end of the relationship with them, which is exactly what happened to me also in July, parting ways with friends and someone I was dating. It had nothing to do with them. I attached so much pain to them, thinking they were something special and that it meant something. But no, they did not deserve me, and my pain had nothing to do with them. My pain had to do with me and me needing to heal within myself. And my anger and resentment, oh, I fucking used that shit to my benefit. And I'll dive into that shortly and how you can do that as well. But doesn't that make you feel better knowing that you're not actually sad over this random human? I know it made me feel better that it's actually your inner child just needing a hug. So that's why it's so important to take all the time that you need to heal from what's hurting you and not worry about how fast others have healed or the time length others think that you need to move on, okay? Put yourself first. And most of all, be kind to yourself. I know it's easier said than done, and we've all been there, including myself. I actually suck at this part the most. The way sometimes I talk to myself is so cruel that I would never speak to my friends like that. One of the reasons words from others never hurt me or get to me is because everything anyone has ever said to me, I've already said to myself and so much worse. So trust me, you are not alone. I am so mean to myself. It's a constant reminder to be nicer, to be kinder, to talk to ourselves the same way we would talk to our best friend. And like I previously said, you got to start looking in the mirror and you have to see your best friend, your bestie, instead of yourself, if that helps. When you look in the mirror, you see your bestie, the one that deserves the best, the one that you've watched cry every single night over people that broke her heart and didn't deserve her. And you know how amazing she is. You know how much she deserves. That's you, your best friend, in front of the mirror. So be nicer to her. And then when you feel ready, or you're just so tired of feeling bad for yourself and allowing resentment to take over and consume you, then you're going to pick yourself up and you're going to make the changes that you need in order to finally see a better day. The choice is yours. And I know it's cliche, but the choice has always been yours. So I have 4 ways for you to finally get there. Okay. Number 1, every day when you wake up, you got to ask yourself, is this working for me? As long as you're okay with sitting in misery or pain or hate or whatever it is, if that's working for you, okay, sure, enjoy. I guess unlike the rest of us, you're like a cat and you have 9 lives. So who cares if you're wasting 1 because you got 8 more to go, right?
Have you ever gone undressed only to realize that you were in front of an open window? How did that make you feel? Obviously, probably exposed, vulnerable. Well, guess what? Going online without using ExpressVPN is basically like being naked in front of a floor-to-ceiling window. There are loads of creepers out there who can see and record everything that you are doing online, even in the so-called private browsing mode. So next time you go online in private browsing or incognito mode, look at the fine print. You will see that your browsing activity is actually visible to tons of people, like your internet provider, your school, or even your employer. That's because when you use the Wi-Fi at work, at a hotel, Airbnb, or even at your house, the owners of that Wi-Fi can also see everything that you're up to. So imagine all these people just getting a list of everything you've ever clicked on. My list may be boring at times, but sometimes there's things I will take with me to my grave, okay? I mean, it's the worst. It's scary. That is why I never go online anymore without ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN is an app that sends 100% of my traffic through their encrypted servers so that my browsing history cannot be seen by anyone. It's like this super incognito mode that actually works. Plus, ExpressVPN works on all my devices. I use this not just on my laptop, I use this on my phone, I use this on my TV, I use this on my iPad, I use this on everything to browse, shop, watch, download, whatever I want without the whole world knowing. And also, I also use ExpressVPN when I'm in a different country and I'm trying to watch a show that I'm not able to watch while I'm in that country. For example, when I'm in Mexico, I use ExpressVPN not just to protect myself from my browsing, but to also be able to watch American Netflix. And then sometimes when I'm in America, I use ExpressVPN not just to protect myself from creepers and my browsing history, but I also use it so that I can watch British shows like Love Island on ITV. So just some thoughts for you guys. So make sure you protect your online activity with a VPN I trust to keep me private. So visit expressvpn.com/adulting today. That is expressvpn.com/adulting to get an extra 3 months free. That's so cool. Even I didn't get that. Okay. So it's an extra 3 months free. Again, it's expressvpn.com/adulting. Start browsing with privacy today. So not only am I trying to be healthier this year, but I'm also trying to be healthier with my wallet. And that means I am trying to save up by not doing takeout as much. Recently, I calculated how much just one takeout cost me an extra $30 or $40 in just delivery charges that they add on. And I'm just done with that, which is where Thrive Market comes in. It helps you stick to a certain goal that you have for yourself or your household for this new year. Not only are they good for you when it comes to the things that you're eating, because they make sure it's healthier for you, but it also helps you be smarter with all the products that you're buying. Thrive Market is currently my go-to for all of my groceries and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly ship to my doorstep is a huge time saver. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their foods and cleaning categories. So I also use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kid snacks to low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just a few clicks. So they are literally making sure that you are only taking in the healthiest type of ingredients, and they make sure that you are not buying things that have some things that are just not good for you. And as a Thrive Market member, I save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save around 30% every single time. Last month, I saved around 35% that month from what I was paying before. They even have a deals page that changes daily, and they always have some of my favorite brands. For example, some of the things that I always order there is like cereal and snacks, and one of my favorite cereals is, may be hard for me to pronounce, but it's Leaping Lemurs Organic, and it's their peanut butter cereal. And I get it from them for $4.50 instead of $7. So then I end up always ordering like 5 packages at a time. And then I also get ramen from them. I get my honey from them. I get all my ice creams from them. I even get my snacks from them, like Harvest Snaps. And Harvest Snaps, I got that for $2.30 instead of $3. So again, every day their sales change. And not only are you getting healthier food, but you're also getting it on sale. So when you join Thrive Market, you're also helping. And last thing is that when you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-to-one membership matching program. So you join and they give. So join today on the savings with Thrive Market and get 30% off of your first order. Plus, you will get a free $60 gift. Ah! So go to thrivemarket.com/adulting for 30% off of your first order. Plus, save money regardless because everything's on sale there. Plus, you will also get a free $60 gift. That is thrivemarket.com/adulting. Thrivemarket.com/adulting. I'm telling you, it is life-changing. Check it out.
I get it. Misery loves company. And it's much easier. And it's really familiar to sit there and to sulk and to sit in your pain. I mean, that's why people always make all those jokes that nothing brings people together faster than hate. And as funny as it is, it's actually super sad. But it's the truth. Misery really does love company. And the other thing when it comes to pain and sadness, a lot of us don't realize this, but we secretly, subconsciously enjoy it. And what that means is that it's familiar. We get so used to feeling not good enough, to sitting in pain, to sitting in heartbreak, to being unhappy with our lives. We get so used to it that it's all we know at one point. So it's scary to break out of it because every day I'm going to wake up and I know today's going to suck and I'm going to complain about it. I'm going to do nothing about it to change, but that's fine because that'll be my day and then I'll go to sleep and tomorrow's a new day where I'm just going to hate my life versus, maybe today is not going to suck. Maybe today actually I'll go outside. Maybe today I'll try something new. No, that's so out of my comfort zone. I don't know what's outside of my house. I don't know what's beyond that door. That makes me uncomfy. I'd rather just stay and be my familiar misery. God forbid I actually try to be happy for once. So yeah. So then hopefully one day, maybe even today, maybe after this podcast, I hope, you're going to open your eyes and you're going to finally believe that you don't have 8 more lives. This is your only life. And you don't know when it's going to be over. So in the time that you do have, you do deserve to be happy. You deserve something better. So then you're going to ask yourself, is this working for me? And your answer better be no. Whether it's being in a shitty relationship, a dead-end job, crying yourself to sleep every night, whatever it is. Once the answer is no, now you know it's time to pivot like Ross from Friends and change something. There is beauty in low vibration energy because it's giving you another chance to start over. So don't miss this opportunity to try something new. You've literally got nothing to lose. You're at rock bottom, okay? It's only up from here. So you can start small, like baby steps. For example, when I was really depressed, it took me days to finally get out of bed. And then it took me a week to finally shower. To me, those were big steps. Other people may have been considered baby steps. So again, it doesn't matter if it's a baby step or a big step. Whatever it is, you celebrate every single step that you take because no one else knows how much pain you've endured just to get to this point. And then slowly you will start to pick up another good habit after the other. And the next thing you know, you will stop counting all the small little good habits and the little things you're doing because it will slowly become your new life. You'll stop waking up every single day and saying no when you finally ask the question, is this working for me? Because slowly but surely, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to ask yourself, is this working for me? And the answer is going to be yes, in a good way, because you're starting your new life. Okay, the second one is, it's all in your head. Yeah, that's right. Things are so much worse in your head and the scenarios that you've made up than they actually are in real life. Understand that. And what I mean by that is that if you walk around thinking, let's say everyone hates you, you're going to create scenarios that are not actually there. You're going to create moments that are not actually there. You're going to lie to yourself and you're going to create a reality that doesn't exist. What that means is that if I think everyone hates me and I go, let's say to Starbucks to get a coffee and the barista, when she hands me my coffee, she doesn't smile big enough the way I think I'm smiling. If I think everyone hates me, I'm going to project that onto people around me, including the barista. And I'm going to think, oh, she didn't smile at me because she thinks I'm ugly or because she's being a bitch or because this and this or everything has to do with me. When in reality, she probably has diarrhea and she's in a hurry to run to the bathroom and shit her pants. So again, has nothing to do with me. But if I walk around thinking everyone hates me, that's what will happen. Just like if I walk around thinking I'm attracting love, I will walk around smiling to everyone and then someone will smile back at me. And then I would think, wow, everyone does love me. And then I will keep giving people love and I will keep receiving it back and so on. So that's the thing. No one is thinking about you. Stop thinking everyone hates you. Everyone's talking shit about you. Everyone wants you to fail. No one's thinking about you. Sorry. The world does not revolve around you. And last time I checked, thanks to social media, everyone is so self-revolved and they rather film themselves to do a TikTok than to check to see what you're up to. They don't give a shit, okay? No one's thinking about you. They're too busy being insecure, thinking about their own problems. Like I said, filming a TikTok and their IBS. And even if they were thinking about you, what other people think about you is none of your business. You will spend your whole life worrying what everyone else thinks about you until one day you'll realize that no one was ever thinking about you at all. There will always be people who won't understand you, and that's okay. You are not for everyone, and that is not your job to teach them who you are or how to love you. What is your job, though, is to learn who you are to the point that you know yourself so well that if someone comes into your life and tries to disturb your peace or break you, like I said before, it wouldn't even touch your soul. So number three, sit with rejection. Yeah, get comfortable with it. Rejection is not your enemy. It's your friend. Just like everyone thinks low vibrations are your enemy, it's not. And rejection is not your enemy either. It's your friend. Your life was not made for you to fail. Those are just conspiracies you made up in your head. Trials and rejections happen because they're meant to help you grow and to show you what's not working. And I've talked about this in my episode, Four Ways to Success. If you keep getting, let's say, no, then you're just asking the wrong person. Your life does not end whether or not a boy or girl like you. It does not change how amazing you are. Your life does not stop if you don't get the job. Then it just wasn't for you. And there's something better out there. It does not take away from your talent just because one person did not believe in you. Fuck them. You don't need them to tell you your worth. Stop. Enough with the self-pity. I'm sorry, it's the truth. You are not a victim. Enough with the self-victimization. You are not a victim. No one owes you anything. How people treat you says more about them than it does about you. Yes.
So I've never really been a breakfast person, and I feel like I am kind of tired throughout the day, and I definitely get that afternoon grogginess, which I know I'm not the only one. And since I'm trying to change up my lifestyle this year, I am trying to be healthier and take better care of my body, which starts with eating a healthy breakfast and eating breakfast, period. So it's really important also what you are eating for breakfast. And I did all my research and I've discovered that, in my opinion, the best thing that I could eat for breakfast right now is IQ Bar products. IQ Bar plant protein bars are quick, diet-friendly, and brain-boosting breakfast, okay? Okay, so win your new year with superior brain and body nutrition products from IQ Bar. They have plant protein bars that are the perfect low-carb and grab-and-go breakfast, especially if you're like me and you don't eat a big breakfast. Then they also have their IQ Mix zero-sugar hydration drinks. They replenish electrolytes, lightning fast. And then their IQ Joe mushroom coffees are packed with magnesium and lion's mane adaptogen to keep you focused all day. I'm obsessed with that, and it helped me not have afternoon grogginess anymore, okay? And they have over 10,000 five-star reviews and counting, if you don't believe or take my word for it, okay? So if your 2024 resolutions involve leveling up your diet, your brain, and your lifestyle, I'm telling you guys, start right with IQ Bar's brain and body boosting bars, their hydration mixes, and their mushroom coffees. Their ultimate sampler pack includes all three, okay? So their sample pack includes 7 IQ Bar flavors, 4 IQ Mix flavors, and 4 IQ Joe flavors. And today, my besties can get an exclusive offer of 20% off. Plus, you get free shipping. All you have to do is text ADULTING to 64000. That's 64000. It's the ultimate sampler pack, you guys. It's a great way to try all the IQ Bar products and flavors to figure out what you like. All the IQ Bar products are entirely free from gluten, dairy, soy, GMOs, and artificial sweeteners. Whether you're running a marathon, which I'm not, or you're running errands, which is more like me, IQ Bar empowers doers with superior brain and body nutrition. Their plant protein bars are packed with high-quality ingredients to keep you physically and mentally fit. Say goodbye to afternoon grogginess. Their IQ Bars are vegan, gluten-free, and low in sugar and carbs, and every flavor, they have like chocolate sea salt, peanut butter chip, that's my favorite, wild blueberry, and so many more, is absolutely delicious. So refuel smarter in 2024 with IQ Bar's ultimate sampler pack, okay? Again, that is 7 IQ Bars, 4 IQ Mix sticks, and 4 IQ Joe sticks. And now, my besties, my special podcast listeners, you guys can get 20% off all of your IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. So to get your 20% off, all you need to do is text ADULTING to 64000. Get your discount by texting ADULTING to 64000. That's ADULTING to 64000. Love you, besties. Message and data rates may apply. See terms for details.
Well, whether you want to hear this or not, it is still your choice whether you allow that behavior in your life. If the smallest type of rejection can break you, then that says a lot about you and how far you'll get in life. Sorry, but that's the truth. I am giving you the Russian tough love today because I live for chaos. Yeah, I love chaos, but in a good way, because I want this to hurt. Because the only way to get over the pain is through. So I hope that my words make you feel something, or else I didn't do my job today. I want it to hurt. I want it to make you feel something. I want it to move you, because at least then you're feeling something. It's better than feeling nothing, okay? It's going to hurt before it's going to get better. But then guess what? It will get better, because this time you won't wait for someone to come and save you, because this time you're learning to save yourself. Which brings me to my last and final point. Chaos, just kidding. Turn your resentment into your superpower. And this one is my favorite one, because we all feel this emotion, feeling vengeful, anger, rage. Aristotle said this, those who do not show anger, things that out to arouse anger, are regarded as fools. So, here's the good news. Mama didn't raise no fool, so you're angry. And you probably have a right to be at whoever wronged you. So that's good, but the problem with anger is that holding a grudge and feeling bitter is that it can feel so much worse than anger because it leaves us feeling helpless, which in psychology it's referred to as some word called embitterment. So when you start feeling like life has dealt you a bad hand, you'll start projecting an angrier, uglier version onto everyone around you. You'll say everyone's worthless, including yourself. Your bitterness will turn you snotty, combative, angry, short-tempered, and unlikable. The more you tell yourself this, the more you'll project this, and the more isolated you'll become. You will push everyone away who will try to love you, because your inner lack of self-love will blind you until there will be no one left. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You tell yourself that you're unlovable, and then boom, you become just that, unlovable. So if rage is all you have left, do not suppress it, use it. Let your rage fuel you to be better, to rise up and become a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. There's actually a correlation between anger, aka bitterness, and passion to succeed. Anger energizes. It is one of the strongest emotions we feel. It provides us with motivation, power, push, drive, determination, and self-assertiveness. It can fuel us to take action and to attain our goals, to get the most out of life, to potentially achieve great success and even happiness. That's why so many times the best work, the biggest changes, new beginnings all stem from pain and our lowest moments. I mean, I created daddy issues when I was super depressed. It was one of my lowest moments. I was crying every single day in my car. That's when daddy issues came to life. Because not to be corny, but even before a rainbow, you first need rain. There is strength in anger. And again, I'm just going to quote someone. You may have heard of him, Gandhi. Gandhi said, anger to people is like gas in an automobile. It fuels you to move forward and get to a better place. Without it, we would not be motivated to rise to a challenge. As emotional responses go, anger is a pretty useful one, unlike apathy or helplessness, which keeps you exactly where you are. There is enough energy in anger to move you forward if you use it. So take all that rage that you feel and turn it into art. Take all that energy that you spent thinking about someone else and pour into your goals, your growth, your self-healing. Ride that wave of rage and reinvent who you once were. Science even says that anger stops you from overthinking. It stops you from second-guessing yourself. So don't think, just do. Pour yourself into the work. And when you become so busy with yourself, you'll have less time to spend hating those who wronged you, and you will subconsciously, as time will pass, you'll free up all that space you had in your heart that was saved up for the wrong people for all the wrong reasons. You will be so busy thriving, you'll forget all about them. Those people will suddenly seem so small to you as you'll keep growing and thriving. Because freeing up that space and forgiving is not for the people that wronged you, it's actually for us. You may not see this at first, but you will when you're ready to see it, that it was actually a blessing for those people who have left you, for that job that you didn't get, for that breakup that you went through, for losing whatever that you lost. Because all of that, the absence of all those things, opened doors to new things for you, to better things. So now, if I can leave you with one last thing, then let it be this. Your mind will believe what you continuously tell it. So tell it that you're smart, that you're talented, and that you're lovable and brave. Tell it that you're something special that can't be replaced. Now your heart, your mind, your care, your smile, it's all one of a kind. Tell it that this time you know who the fuck you are and nothing can break you without your permission. This is your winning season. Good things are coming. I can feel it. Have a beautiful day. I love you.